Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name.
Cheers, Sparky.
Welcome to It's a Show Short.
It's
a Show Short, and I'm on way on this side of the table. Can you read me?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, that's really cozy.
Yeah, it's going to look a little odd because we're cozying up to each other.
I went to a late movie. I went to a movie. Like, I was out and about all afternoon and evening, and I went to a late movie. I went to two movies yesterday.
You went to two movies yesterday by yourself?
Yeah.
What movies did you see?
I saw the Lego Movie.
Oh, boy.
Can we talk about how a disappointing show
that was? It's a Lego movie. How could it be fulfilling on any level?
Because
it's a movie about Lego people.
Visually, it is a great movie. Visually, the effects are fantastic.
Oh, the storyline.
The story was the worst.
Damn screenwriters. Too busy making quality films somewhere else.
88% of the movie, I was a little bit entertained, but not very much.
Yeah.
The very obvious focal point and the, what's the word, after the peak, you go down.
Oh, as the story climax and then the...
The post-climax. No, I don't think that's right, but the very obvious turn of events, I really enjoyed that, and I think that should have been more throughout the movie, but hey, that's just me.
Okay, so what's the other movie? Oh, something good.
The other movie was... What was it? What did I see? It was at the Cheap Theater, and it was The Legend of Smaug.
Oh, see, I've not seen that. That's the latest Hobbit.
And, it is what it is.
What do you mean, It's 3 hours long of It was... You weren't into it. You should have saw that first in Lego later, maybe.
Perhaps.
Yeah, because that's a deep story, and you got to be committed. And you can't have a sore butt sitting there for...
And I enjoy the Lord of the Rings trilogy from way back in the day, it is what it is.
Okay.
So I'm a little groggy and sleepy today.
That's a thing, though. Like, being single, you can just, on a moment's whim, I'm going to sit through two movies today.
Why not?
This is how I'm going to roll.
I really wanted the popcorn.
Yeah.
So
was it good?
It was like $30 worth of popcorn.
So the first theater, you went to the big theater first, the expensive one?
Yeah.
And then popcorn compared to cheap theater? In the same neighborhood?
I would say same neighborhood, yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay, well, we got a lot to discuss, even though it's a show short. This is funny. You probably heard about this, but Taco Bell got a new commercial on, and they got all these real-life people named Ronald McDonald.
Really?
To eat Taco Bell and say, I'm Ronald McDonald, and I love Taco Bell.
That's funny.
Isn't that a great idea?
That's very good, yes.
The chain is owned by Yum Brands Incorporated of Louisville, Kentucky, looking to boost sales by opening most of its roughly 6,000 U.S. stores a few hours earlier at 7 a.m. now, starting this week. But Taco Bell has a long way to go to catch up with McDonald's, the number one player in breakfast.
Taco Bell breakfast, hey?
In case it wasn't clear, tiny print at the end of the ad notes, these Ronald McDonald's are not affiliated with McDonald's Corporation and were individually selected as paid endorsers of Taco Bell breakfast.
I wonder how much they got paid.
I don't know.
Probably free tacos for a month, maybe.
The head guy said, we like to do things with a wink and a smile. We have a sense of humor. I wonder if McDonald's has a sense of humor about those.
Now they need to find people called Taco Bell.
Now, get this. This is the most interesting thing about this story in my mind. As for Ronald McDonald, the fast food clown, the character was first played by Willard Scott in 1963. Is this like the same Willard Scott from the weather? The bald weather guy from the States. You know Willard Scott. You know. You gotta Google. I'll Google him on the Wikipedia.
We'll Google him. See if it flashes any memories.
Introducing the world's newest, silliest, and hamburger-eatingest clown, Ronald McDonald. Now, where is that clown? Oh, Ronald. 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 Hey, Ronald.
Here I am, kid. Hey, isn't watching TV fun? especially when you got delicious McDonald's hamburgers.
Ronald, you can't be on TV and watch it at the same time. Now, come on and meet the boys and girls.
Oh, we've already met. I know we're going to be friends, too, because I like to do everything boys and girls like to do. Especially when it comes to eating those delicious McDonald's hamburgers. A magic tray here keeps me well supplied. McDonald's hamburgers, french fries, and milkshakes. Watch for me on TV. We'll have lots of fun.
He's Ronald McDonald, the hamburger happy clown. A McDonald's drive-in restaurant is his favorite place in town.
All right, now.
We have a lot on the agenda.
Agenda. Digital dementia is one of the new buzzwords out there. Impaired memory and cognitive functioning due to the excessive and extended use of what? Digital devices.
Service. Yeah.
What I'm doing right now. Experts say a two-year-old who can nimbly use an iPad isn't necessarily a genius. So they're saying, you know, like, kids are younger and younger getting a hold of technology.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that that's a great thing.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, my daughter, the other day, we went for bank cards, and you have to sign your name for their bank Interact card, and she can't write because they don't really focus on the writing at school anymore like they did when we were...
I can imagine. It's a lot of more digital and more computers, probably.
Yeah. And I was thinking about this when I was driving yesterday. I'm going, because I've seen people like you type and everybody around me basically type, and I'm going... You know, when I was in typing class in grade 10, had I known that the world was going to turn out like this, I'm going, typing, who needs typing? That's ridiculous. So I didn't pay attention. I called it in. I got that 60%.
You mailed it in, yeah.
Because Mrs., what was her name? She liked the boys, the grade 10 boys.
Oh, dear.
I forget her name now, but she was very touchy-feely, as I recall. Well, this is a good one. Schlumpadinka. Slovenly or unkempt, especially due to laziness or lack of self-esteem. Get a job if you're a schlumpadinka.
Oh, okay. I think we should bring that word into everyday
vocabulary. Schlumpadinka. I mean, look at it. Just looking at it is funny. Schlumpadinka. Because it's got dinka on the end.
Dinka.
The selfie is here to stay, according to new research.
Oh, the selfie is never going to go anywhere. Do you take selfies?
Yeah, I guess once in a while. I try and do it if it's a celebrity, like the other day. Colonel Sanders from KFC, since we're still talking about fast food. I was at the KFC World HQ here in our village to get some charity gift certificates for our family. $500 gift card they gave out.
Oh, wow.
So this family never has any extra money or whatever. Can you imagine? You got a $500 gift card. Anytime that you're feeling low or down, or go, guess what, kids? The Colonel's buying tonight.
Bucket of chicken.
You could do a picnic. Like, it was so cool. And in the lobby of the headquarters, they got Jar Jar Binks, life-size Jar Jar Binks, life-size double lightsaber.
Really?
Double lightsaber guy. Oh, sorry, he's going to kill me.
I didn't see
this. Intern Louis is going to have a freak. I can't remember his name.
Luke, can I have your father?
No. And also a life-size Colonel Sanders.
Of course.
Sitting on the bench.
Yes, the classic bench guy, yeah.
Yep. Okay. Some statistics. Glad you asked, Spark. 65% of women prepare at least one meal a day at home as opposed to 39% of men. So that's not true in your case because you prepare 100% of the meals that KFC doesn't prepare. 31% of women would rather give up their partners for a week than coffee.
I can see that.
So that's my wife. 30% of us admit to owning a black light in the 80s. Guilty? According to a recent retro survey.
Yeah, that's like the one that makes...
Blacklight posters, man. They were all the rage at the fair. You'd wait till summer, the Saskatoon exhibition. I'd go there and I'd buy Keep On Truckin' blacklight poster or whatever. Like, you put the blacklight on it and it was just cool.
Rockstar.
11% of us think March Madness basketball is a good reason to call in sick to work.
I miss March Madness now that it's April. I don't even know what this is.
It's the brackets. It's all about the brackets.
The brackets.
How could you do the brackets if you don't know more than two college teams? I don't know how people keep track of this crap.
This is why I don't care.
How do you keep track of 100 college teams and fill it like my boss fills them out, all my coworkers, bracket? Like, it's impossible. 8% of, this is disturbing, 8% of babies born last year have their own email addresses.
What?
That's...
baby@gmail.com.
Okay, so you know the, have you guys been talking about the flight that disappeared in the ocean there?
Yeah, and they're still trying to find pieces, and I think recently they saw some debris in the ocean, but it's not the flight after all, it's something else, I guess.
The coverage is absolutely ludicrous, because the way they do it, like, it's all this air of self-importance and, all right, we take you now to the situation. There's always the situation room.
Yeah.
But I read this week, action actor Jet Li's former stunt double, Hukun, it's J-U-K-U-N, is presumed dead now that Malaysian officials have announced that the flight crashed into the Indian Ocean.
Interesting.
He was about to begin work on the upcoming Netflix series Marco Polo. There's irony and weirdness in there somewhere.
Well, as tragic as this whole scenario is, kind of, I think it would make a great movie.
Oh, it's going to make a movie for sure.
Very interesting.
They see that one lady, they always show that clip of that one mother, and she's just losing her mind on it. It's terrible, right? You can imagine, if you're a parent or, you know, whatever, you can imagine yourself in those shoes. Flying, man. It's not as safe as they make it out to be.
I still love it. Love every minute of it.
Yeah. Where would you fly to right now if you had the choice to go somewhere?
If I could go somewhere right now and no money, money was not an option?
Yeah.
I would, first off, get off this Antarctic hellhole.
It's freaking winter. Well, for those listening in San Jose, California, our contingent, I don't know if you're still there or not, but we're hoping. I cannot describe to you how relentless this winter is. And it snows. Every time you think it's over, it snows another 8 inches.
It snowed so much on the weekend. Oh, like, I don't understand.
And cleaning off the vehicles.
And today it's cold.
And I got one of those blowbacks when you're cleaning off and the wind is blowing the wrong way. Right in the face, down the shirt, in the boots. I'm going, oh, my God, I'm going to snap.
Yeah. I would fly. You know, I'd go to Germany. I think it's spring.
Germany.
Summer over there, isn't it?
I don't know, man. Germany. So that's on the bucket list.
Yeah. That's where my people are from.
That's where your people.
It's my people. I got some family over there.
That's where my people are from, too. That's so weird. We should go on a German. Oh, could we? Oh, can you imagine recording it's a show in Germany? That'd be great.
Actually, I think I'll save it till October for Oktoberfest.
Oh, I might never see you again.
Or is it September when they have Oktoberfest? It's always not when it's supposed
here,
to be.
Here in Canada, I know we were going to do something with the Oktoberfest people, and it was already over in October. They did it in September, and I'm going, that makes no sense. Am I drinking rum? Sure, please.
Your drink smells like Christmas.
Better than skunk. Speaking of the bathroom, I was just in the bathroom, and you ever get the flush, and this power flush, it keeps flushing all the time.
Oh, yes, like, yeah.
And by the way, we almost had a situation because I've been sick and I haven't gone for a while, so it was like crazy. And then it did the water splash up on my arm.
Oh, no.
Toilet water splash up.
Oh, you don't want that.
When I was at CMT, I would always go and have the pregame situation before the taping the show. And that was the most powerful flushing mechanism on Earth. And it would shoot the water back out the bowl, up about 4 feet out of the thing, and you would have to hit it, and it'd run for your life.
It's all like a Las Vegas attraction.
Oh.
The Fountains of Bellagio in your own toilet. I would rather have the powerful flush than a flush that goes anywhere.
We wanted to talk about that on the It's a Show, getting caught. This is a good topic for Twitter and Facebook. Weigh in on this. Getting caught in the bathroom at... like an awkward moment. When is it an awkward moment when you're in the bathroom and you're caught with your own stuff? Because obviously you're not at home. I remember once upon a time I was at a girlfriend's house in high school, over there for supper, and whoever engineered that house in their infinite wisdom put the bathroom right off of where you eat.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like it was upstairs, kind of like whatever, two-piece bathroom.
I'm familiar.
And then, so I'm in there, and I got a nervous stomach to begin with, and then all of the stress of meeting the parents and all that. I had a sitch, and then I flush, and it starts coming up.
Oh, geez.
I came right millimeter to the top. Not to the top of the bowl, but to right to the lid action.
Was there a cloggage problem?
Oh, man.
Like, and then would you reach in and try to fish it out?
Here's advice I would give to every young male suitor. Look for the plunger. Before you make any moves, I don't care how bad you're going to explode, look for the plunger.
That is funny. I had a similar situation, seeing it, a friend's of a friend's place.
Yeah.
Upset stomach.
Was this a Grey Cup trip?
No, this was a Stampede trip a couple of years ago, and bathroom right beside the dining area. And it was one of those problems where it was very echoey. The bathroom was echoey, and the sound travels, and when your stomach is unhappy.
Oh, that's unhappy.
It's not good for anybody.
We need to soundproof these things more.
Side note, this is ADD Steph's favorite song.
Is it?
Centerfield.
Nice. Well, perfect for today, because it's opening day of Major League Baseball season. We're watching the Blue Jays, and they're currently down by one against the Tampa Bay Rays in the opening of Major League Baseball season 2014. Always loved baseball as a kid. Was never great at playing it, but my brother and I on the farm, we used to throw the tennis ball against the garage wall, and we had an entire grass field that was, we called it the ball field on the farm. And we took care of it. We mowed it up all the time. But we would throw the tennis ball, and we would try and make each other dive for catches all the time.
Right.
That was our thing.
Yeah.
And watched all the Bad News Bears movies when I was a kid, and I was just hooked on baseball. And the Blue Jays and the Expos, I loved them both. And they actually had booked a couple of Blue Jays exhibition games at Olympic Stadium in Montreal, which is, they lost the Expos years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 96,000 people jammed in there see baseball.
That's awesome.
So now they're all going, oh, now we should get baseball back in Montreal. But they have to tear down the old stadium and build a new one. So we're talking not millions, billions.
Mm-hmm. I was in baseball growing up.
Yeah.
I can't say that I really enjoyed it.
No.
It was more of a forced situation.
Yeah, so Dad wanted you to be in baseball.
Yeah, and looking back, maybe I should have tried harder.
Yeah, you got the build. Like, maybe you're tall. Like,
something.
You could have been a power hitter.
I could have ran those bases like nobody's business.
You're fast? Are you fast short distance guy?
I think, yeah.
Yeah?
Short, and if there's a reason to run, like obviously with baseball, hit the ball.
When your pants are on fire or you're running from the cops again.
In baseball, you know, you gotta hit the ball and then you gotta run, right? You gotta get to the base before the ball comes back and you're out, right?
Is that how it works?
Something like that. But I remember getting hit. I didn't catch once, and it was square in the glasses, and that was bad.
Ever since that, you didn't want to do it. So what age was that then?
That was grade 5 and 6-ish.
Oh, yeah.
So whatever age that is.
When I was a kid, we were playing on the... during school at recess, we always played softball or whatever. Stephen Trowbridge got the bat in the old noggin and pasted it right to his face, busted his nose, and I'm going, jeez. And we told this one kid, don't throw your bat. And he didn't ever listen. Hey, I found some bathroom facts back to our bathroom discussion. The odds of being injured by a toilet seat in your lifetime are 1 in 6,500. Too close for comfort.
Yeah.
And those little bumpers on the underside of the toilet.
Yes.
They have a name. Buculets.
Buculets.
I didn't know that.
I think my buculets at home are broken.
Yeah.
I think so.
So now it's just like, you know what the funniest thing was? The other day I come home and I got my buddy Don, who's a renovator guy.
Yeah.
And we had mold in the bathroom, so we had to do a quick round. And he's installing the new toilet. He's facing the wall on top of the toilet, like he's like, humping it. And he's got his arm in the air like a rodeo cowboy.
Riding a bull.
I've never seen such a thing in my life.
He's passionate about his job.
But he was doing it to get the wax ring down. You know, like seat the wax ring in perfectly.
Plumbers love their job.
What else? Oh, most toilets flush in the key of E flat. Did you know that? E flat.
I didn't know that was E.
We should test that if we have a thing.
A tuner miss thing. Don't stop believing.
7% of people have a radio in the bathroom. Oh, check out this song.
I know. I would if I... I want to rig up some sort of Bluetooth speaker system in the bathroom so I can stream music while I'm in there.
You can't just go on your iPhone app or whatever.
Well, I've got the problem where the light switch and the fan are all one.
Oh, yeah.
So the fan is always going to be on.
It's too loud.
It's too loud, yeah.
Too loud.
So I need a bit of a bass speaker.
How could you accomplish that? Somebody's got to know. Somebody send us some info on that. Help Sparky listen to stuff in the shitter.
I also want, like, you know, no offense to senior citizens, and I'm sure there are a few out there, but you know the shower chairs that I think old people have?
You're
in
not
the
getting a shower chair. Tell me you're not getting this.
I've thought about it. Just sit there, let the rain wash down or the shower wash
when
down.
When I want you to make it rain, it's not like that, man. That's not good.
You ever wake up in the morning and you just want to just sit in the shower and you're just like, just want to sit there? That's what I want to do this morning.
My thing in the morning is I want to get it over with. I want the whole process to be over with because I got to get out. My whole goal in the morning is to get sitting my ass down in my office chair, firing up my stuff, seeing what happened last night, and drinking that coffee.
That's what you look forward to?
I look forward to that. And today, yesterday and today, the Tim Hortons let me down.
Uh-oh.
It had this burnt, weird...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what? Yeah. What? Still cost me the same price.
50 years of fresh my face.
Still nothing on the roll up the rim to win, but I got shitty coffee. I don't know how that worked out.
You should have complained because maybe they would have given you a $500 gift card.
Yeah.
No, or something.
I was thinking about complaining. I might complain tomorrow, but Leo, my morning guy, he calls me Mr. Greg. Yeah. He's from the Philippines or whatever. He has no power. He's got no control.
He's just
a good guy. He works
he's
early.
He's just a monkey making it work.
He gets up way earlier than I do even. Which is crazy. We did this on the show this week. I thought this was crazy. The longest period of time recorded between two twins being born. A, 19 minutes, see if you can guess.
Okay.
B, 5 hours. C, 87 days. Or D, 6 years.
C and D sound very extreme. D sounds a bit much, but B...
C, 87 days.
What?
87 days, which is like 3 months.
Twin one comes out,
and then
three
the other
months
one's
later.
Cooking. So the first one must have dropped out premature, right?
I'll say.
This is crazy.
Interesting.
This is not going well for the Blue Jays right now, just in case you're wondering. We're down 3-0.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't there preseason action not that long ago?
Yeah.
Didn't the Jays get smoked?
No, they've done pretty good. They've got smoked a couple of games, but Dickie's knuckleball is not working the way it should work.
How long is baseball season? I don't even know.
Oh, long, long. We're into the end of October.
Happy trails, baseball fans.
Okay, so pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover, except for, did we talk about last week Shakira surpassed Rihanna to become the most liked person on Facebook?
She is very likable. Isn't she on The Voice?
She is. And that's everybody likes her accent.
She comes across as a nice person to like go out for coffee with.
Yeah. I've never really seen, I've seen 2 seconds of her, but.
Attractive, yes. But very mature and very, I think, respectable. That's what I get when I see Shakira.
Yeah, so she's sincere and cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You don't get that too much in show business.
I should like her on Facebook.
Yeah.
You should like us on Facebook.
Why don't you?
Facebook.com/It's a Show Podcast.
If you haven't already, that's ridiculous.
And especially tell a friend.
Tell a friend, tell 6 friends, and get us on the map because the actual reason we're at Murph's today is for a strategizing meeting. And Sparky brought, like, reams of stats off the internet. And things are going okay, but they could be a lot better. Stu Jeffries really helped us out in the last episode. He obviously has a fan following because we had a bit of a spike.
Yeah. It's word of mouth and getting the links out there and just getting the awareness out there.
Do you think a promotion, is it time for a promotion like a major giveaway,
do you have major giveaways?
Like we could fly somebody to our HQ and experience a live taping of It's a Show.
Or how about, you know, because of budget, we can just Skype them in.
Could Skype them in if you know how to do that. Sure, let's do that. We can Skype somebody in.
Fly somebody in.
So if you Skype them in, will they see us on camera and the audio will be pretty good?
Well, we can hook up the audio, yeah.
We should have a guinea pig first. We should try. See, we have to cover our faces because we're anonymous. No one knows what we look like, which is the way I want to keep it. So maybe we should get a hoy hoy to be a guinea pig, because, you know.
Yeah, she's a cast, she's a regular cast of characters.
She's a medical practitioner. And
also, I think if we get, you know those character artists?
Yeah. Sketch, oh yeah.
Yeah, that's what we need.
I got, a line on one of those.
Or a guy.
Yeah.
A guy that draws a cartoon.
I would like to, and maybe she could give me a jawline and an eye patch. I would like an eye patch.
Arr. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Arr, it's a show, mateys. Arr.
Well, I think that's a good short.
Yeah, that was short. That's for sure. So we'll add a couple of ABBA songs, and well, you've heard a lot of songs in the background, free of charge. I'm not sure how we're going to pay for the streaming on this one. How much do we owe Journey and CCR? Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. And It's a Show is proudly brought to you unofficially by Murph's. I'm still paying for my drinks. And yeah, Murph, if you're listening, cut some guys some slack. All this free promo, we're getting nothing. We'll use your logo on our website that we don't have yet. But we're
being ordered.
We're discussing it. This is the meeting. Okay.
Right. Until next time.
It's a Show out.
Keep in touch.
Finger guns. You didn't think we'd let you go without figuring out if Willard Scott was truly Ronald McDonald, did you? I'm on Wikipedia, which never lies. William Herman Scott Jr., born March 7th, 1934, is an American actor, author, media personality, clown, and comedian. Best known for his TV work on The Today Show, and here it is, as the creator and original portrayer of Ronald McDonald.
Is there a Wikipedia image in this article?
Oh yeah, you haven't seen it. That's not a flattering picture of Willard.
That is not.
But he's been on, like, yeah, all the time.
He looks like the Penguin from Batman.
We'll post this photo so you can see what Sparky's talking about. But we have to go now because Pat Benatar's on the bar speakers at Murph's.
Not a Pat Benatar fan?
I love it. Oh, I want to listen.